Good afternoon and welcome to 204-411. I'm your host, Jeff Schultz.
I am Teddy. Afternoon.
Oh, I guess it's the evening, eh?
It is.
It has been a pretty long day.
It's the night.
And we have guests.
We have breasts.
You can tell what I got on my mind tonight.
Guests with breasts.
Yeah. Well, they are pretty nice. And we have Evan with us. He's a first-year communication student.
Say to hi, clarify, Evan. I'm a male and I do not have large breasts.
No?
Sadly, I'm depressed.
No, I mean, if they were pectoral, perhaps. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, gym is on the list for...
That's true. We do have a free membership. Anyway, so what were you guys up to this week? Did you guys get into anything
this
fun?
Week?
Because I sure did. I went to Nuit Blanche.
I sure did. Yeah. I made it out to Nuit Blanche.
I did. It was a great time, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
well, tell us about that, and then we'll talk about our Nuit Blanche experience.
Okay, cool. Right. Well, I mean... I kind of likened it to Creative People Christmas here in Winnipeg.
Creative People Christmas.
Yeah, you know, everybody was out hawking their wares and whatever they've been up to for the last little while. And it was just a great time to kind of go from bar to bar and all the little businesses that we've been mentioning over the last little while. I know the line outside your favorite spot there, Bronuts, was out of control.
It was.
Yeah. I didn't try to venture into there. But
no, neither did I.
But I just had a good time going from all the galleries, you know, like... I spent a bunch of time kind of just down the Exchange District for most of the evening, just like going from like the Fleet Gallery to the Da Vinci Gallery, and there were all
like
these...
How long, like what time did you start?
I'm not sure. I got there in the evening when there was still a good amount of light and stuff like that, and
I kind of
chilled out in the square area. They had all the pop-up shops. I'm not sure if you saw any of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about more of that later.
Well, tell us about it, because I didn't really see too much of them. Cause
like
I'm
the pop-up
shop? Shopper.
Like the Lucky Girl pop-up shop?
Yeah, what is that?
Okay, so...
Is that the one where they have the Winnipeg art, too? Or was that the
Yes, the Love
night?
Hate Winnipeg?
Yeah, well, there's that one.
That's that one. What do you mean?
Oh, but we went, like, right before it closed. Like, late.
Late. So we got there on Friday...
This is Saturday night.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm such a party.
Nobody knows when we went.
Can't keep it straight.
It's been a long beginning of the week.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, no, we went on Saturday, and I expected it to be closed, but there was a few vendors still around. So Hex Metals, so I think I mentioned this before, another company that I've worked with via my blog was there, and she's the sweetest, makes incredible jewelry. And then Cole & Canary, which is the biggest name that I've worked with through my blog, and they were still up, and it was like, I don't even know what time was it, like midnight?
What?
11:30?
The booth.
Yeah, like it was supposed to be closed by 11, but we got there probably like 12:30.
Oh, it was still hopping at midnight when they were still selling so much stuff.
Yeah.
Like, well, as long as the customer's there, why shut down?
Yeah, I don't think they expected there to be that many people late in the evening, you know? Like, it felt like it didn't even get started until about 10:30, 11, you know? Like, I was there at about, you know, 7, 8, kind of like going around and checking all the different things out before the crowds hit. And then after dark, it was just like party central. You couldn't walk down the street or drive down the street.
It was insane.
You know, this is the first, like the one night of the year where I have like an ounce of respect for Winnipeg nightlife.
Totally.
Like the other night, I was at the Poutinerie,
sitting
out there on the picnic table having poutine. And
which night? This last Saturday?
Basically every
literally
night.
Like the last 2 weeks, we had been at the Poutinerie at like 2 a.m. eating triple pork at the same picnic bench.
Way too much.
I used to have this poutine hot dog that they used to make at this...
poutine hot dog.
Yeah, it was this defunct hot dog joint on Gordon. literally, it's called Fazo. I'm not sure if any Winnipeggers remember it, but it was a great time. And I spent many times sitting on the curb eating... They had this thing called the North Ender, which actually
the
had...
The North Ender.
And it was like a foot long with all these pierogies stuffed in.
Oh,
it was
my.
Beautiful.
Like a jumbo jet dog.
But they also had one that had just like the poutine and all the cheese and the curds, and it was just...
Shoot.
You know, kind of like one of those things you want to eat on the way home, and you just, you know...
Yeah.
Once you get there, you just are in a big greasy mess.
Okay,
So anyways, I was sitting at the Poutinerie.
Yes.
Outside on the picnic table, and there's a couple of Germans that I sat down beside. I'm just talking about the nightlife. It was like, it was 2:30. Thank God the Poutinerie is open.
I wasn't there
open.
This time. I don't remember.
No, you
this.
Weren't there.
No.
I, like, usually when I drop you off at home, I go to the Poutinerie anyway. Just because.
Well, I'll drop Teddy off and go to the Poutinerie.
Yeah, secret
Get out. Rid of her so I can have a big vat of poutine on my own.
Oh, I hate sharing it, so.
Okay, go.
But I'm talking to these Germans, and we're talking about nightlife. I'm like, so how you guys find Winnipeg? And... It's just, it's depressing because everywhere else in the world, the night doesn't end till 6 a.m.
That's true. That's true. The bars do close. Even in Toronto, I hear they stay up until 4 on, like,
yeah.
the launch.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know? And I'm not sure how late they stayed this time.
Okay, well, we are up pretty late.
Yeah?
Like, we were out, but things shut down at 2. The
they
liquor laws run the night.
Well, some things.
Yeah.
Well, Inga, my roommate, who is on the second episode,
mm-hmm.
third episode, she was out till all night. She was out all night. I don't know if she wants me telling people that. She was out all night.
Okay.
Like,
but
she said that she was at the Deer and Almond party, though, too. Like, it didn't show, like,
was
the Deer...
Was it a party?
No.
No, that thing was going on. That was hopping.
Yeah.
Like, it had...
Have we talked about Deer and Almond yet?
No, not really. Like, that was one of the events that I really enjoyed. They had, like, a band playing on the roof of Deer and Almond. They had this kind of, like, projection going with this art film being projected on one of the sides of the building.
Well, we rode past that because we were doing the bike jam.
You saw that? Yeah.
Yes, but we can talk about that later. Keep
and they had, like, the scissor lift where they were kind of, like...
Scissor lift.
Yeah, like, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with construction, but, like, you see those guys going up and down the outside of buildings with that kind of, like... It looks like a pair of scissors going up and down, but it's just, like, a big platform that you go up and down.
I really think they should call it the accordion lift.
That's a better idea.
Yeah.
That's a good...
And it also makes it sound more musical and fun.
Yeah, totally.
Then
they should make accordion noises when they go up and down. Instead of beep, beep. So it's like...
Yeah.
But yeah, so they had one of those, and they had all these artists kind of going up and down the building, updating the spray paint art on the side of it to
really?
The music and stuff. So that
no
was kind
way.
Of cool.
Okay, well, we didn't see that.
Yeah.
Which one was
I
that?
I saw that.
I think that was in the...
I just didn't stop to admire it.
Yeah.
Well, we were doing the bike jam?
Every
did
time
guys...
we went by it so many times.
Okay,
did
so...
you see the billboard on the inside of there?
No.
It was
what?
All this political slogans that people had written. It was like literally like maybe about a half a block. It was a chalkboard with all these like pieces of chalk that anybody could kind of draw what they want. And the whole thing was pretty much just anti-conservative and anti-heart.
Wow.
So, I mean, you can kind of get the sense for what the Nuit Blanche crowd felt politically that night, because literally it was just like, who are you voting for? Stop Harper. You know,
basically
like,
any creatively driven artist
yeah, you
is
know?
Like anti-Harper. So.
And I can understand that because from what I understand, their government has gutted a lot of the creative like kind of funds and things like that for the arts. But I'm not going to get political.
Yeah,
today.
I was like, whoa, this is heavy.
But anyway,
okay.
So like,
that
was kind of what was going on at that party at the Deer and Almond. And it was happening. And just down the street.
It was happening.
Yeah, it was. Like, honestly, whenever you have a band playing on the roof, I know it's kind of a comp to the White Album and the Beatles, but whatever. I mean, it's cool, you know? As long as they're jamming out and they're playing something groovy.
Yeah, Inga was
I'm
there
down,
till, like,
you know?
4 a.m., she said. Like, the band stopped playing, but people were still hanging out after that. And,
did
yeah.
you guys see the Achieve Sexual Nirvana art installation?
Yes. No, what was that?
I didn't
that
get
ridiculous.
That.
Ridiculous.
Okay, we walked past it.
Can we take me through this? Like, what?
Okay,
what was
so
going
did you experience
on?
It?
I did listen to it, yeah. And it was very hard to
you
kind of
listened.
Describe.
That's what was happening?
Yeah. So what it was like a pretty much a wooden kind of platform that they built with this big sign saying Achieve Maximum Sexual Nirvana. And they had a set of headphones.
Yes, I
saw
that.
Sitting on
a
platform, a pedestal. And there was this girl wearing, like, a silver face over her blonde hair.
Oh.
So you couldn't, like, see her face. So she kind of had, like, this almost T1-ish effect. It was, like, she was, like, silvery.
T1-ish?
Like, from T2-ish from Terminator. When he's all, like,
okay.
silvery and stuff. And his face is kind of, like, translucent.
Yeah.
So she had that mask on. And people were pretty much just, like, going up and listening to these headphones. And it was literally just, like, a mix of two sounds. And then all this kind of weird talking. And I think it was supposed
like
to have
ambient.
Like a hypnotic effect. Yeah, it was ambient almost, you know? Like almost like
was
they
it
were
creepy?
Mixing. No, you know what? It was kind of funny, actually, to tell you the truth. It was like, what did he even say, you know? And everybody put them on. I think it was just a gimmick, to tell you the truth. I think everyone kind of who listened was just
there's
like,
a lineup.
This is a joke. Yeah.
I wanted to go up to
it.
I'm just like, I'm not going to wait for a lineup
it was
to look at this.
Genius marketing. Genius. Stick something in the middle of the square that's just like achieve
really
sexual
popular.
Satisfaction, and everyone's going to love it.
Everyone's
up.
Like, yeah. I want that.
Yeah, even if it's just a gimmick. So.
And so, what else was she wearing, though? Just that mask? And
she was
no,
fully
she
clothed.
clothed.
Like,
I don't
like,
remember.
She was like long hair.
I remember looking
neck.
At
like,
it
well,
briefly.
It was cold night, so.
Okay.
I remember briefly looking at her and being like, eh, and just brushing it off. Like, I'm too distracted by all these market shop things.
Well,
I'm
tell
not
us about
attention.
Them. What would you enjoy the most? The little pop-up shops and things.
Okay, I don't. We didn't stay for very long on Saturday because
that's
we were
fine.
Already late for the bike jam. So the bike jam started at 9.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Right?
Because I didn't go to that one.
Okay, So I kept on thinking about like the biblical exodus of all the like Hebrews or Jews. I don't know what you call
them.
They're
on bicycles? That's what this was an imitation of?
It
was
basically
so
the exodus on bicycles.
Okay.
It was a... over 100 at least, but
hundreds.
I want to say hundreds.
Hundreds.
All, and
it was crazy. And when we... Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
Yeah, you gotta go out, like...
No. Silence. It was just like, you'd be biking and you'd be going so slow, like just and slow biking is hard.
Yeah. It is difficult.
You really
there was
have
a
to
lot
try.
Of people.
But then you can't mess up because then you hit the person beside you.
There was a lot of hitting, yes.
Well, you don't have any momentum at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's a lot of like moving around among each other, a lot of crashes. It was
so
cool.
Guys, like, just kind of in a
at
big
one
mass.
We're in a big mass.
That sounds dangerous.
Huge mass. But see, it was really cool. When we showed up, we're all kind of waiting for everyone to get there. There was a DJ. They were playing incredibly loud and groovy music.
Oh,
like,
so good.
I wanted to dance so bad.
And there was like a big art wall with light shining on it.
And
there was
two
dancers, which were just hot as...
Oh, hell. Mm. Ooh.
I might go to this.
Like, jeez. Literally, the girl, she works at Little Sister. And
just a little shout out to Caroline Bourne.
That's her name?
Wow. I better confirm.
I know this girl.
I did a class with... Oh, and here she is. No, she's on my Facebook right now.
Okay.
Carol Ann Bourne. She works a Little Sister.
Did you have it pulled up on Perth?
That was...
She looks flexible.
Complete accident. She's on the newsfeed.
Looks like she's stretching for some dance
Well,
moves.
She's gorgeous. She's a fantastic person.
So where was
like,
it
so
that
nice.
She was dancing? This is...
It's behind Red River.
It's on Ross Avenue. This is like... Right beside Purple Room. I don't know if you heard of Purple Room.
No.
A couple little art buildings there that are just
it's
used.
Great.
I think in the basement there, they also use them for like a local clothing producers, whatever. They make their
space?
Stuff.
Yeah.
It isn't an art space. It's not art space in the exchange, but it is an art space.
An art space.
Yeah, the idea of an art space.
Like the meeting spot was called C Space.
Okay.
But it's a part of a bigger thing that I don't
know. Well, it was brilliant. There was these awesome lights just shooting on them. There's just two
Sweet.
Dancers on this wall covered in graffiti. They're both wearing all black and like this black mesh kind of thing. So she's wearing like a really, really deep V mesh thing.
You could see
and
that.
And then the guy, literally the the guy, he had like just a strip across his butt of mesh. Like you could see his full butt. But at the same time, you're not like, this is...
I can't believe it is tush out in the exchange district.
And to say, I'm like, I was like, that's art.
Yeah.
That is...
Yeah,
that
takes some guts,
that's
I gotta say.
That's art.
Yeah.
And they were great dancers. They were dancing to awesome music. So we got all excited about it. And then Evan was taking pictures of these guys that showed up, which I didn't expect those kind of guys to be at this bike jam.
Apparently the new thing in Winnipeg is to have handlebars... So tall and so high.
Like the chopper
bikes?
Yes.
The chopper
I've
bikes.
Seen those, yeah.
They
People
were
love that
crazy.
Stuff.
And these guys were so jacked about them.
So
there was
can they control them? I've always wondered that.
I don't know.
We kind of...
Were they driving into people?
You know, I wish we kind of followed them.
Stuck
a bit
around,
okay.
Yeah.
Were they kind of...
I don't know.
Up, you know?
From what I've seen of these high handlebar bikers, they are remaining upright. So
yeah.
Good on them.
I don't know how they would steer, though. I feel it'd be very dangerous.
Like the old tiny bikes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, how do they stick around?
So
I don't know.
What was the bike jam? Was it just driving around from the different areas?
Okay, well, if you don't know... Because
I've never
but,
done it,
so... Rainbow Trout Music Festival. I heard of that?
Yeah, we talked about that.
Rainbow
Trout
Music Festival. It's a big
yeah.
festival. They...
We haven't talked about it, actually, which is surprising.
That
No, we've talked about Folk Fest and Harvest
Moon. Harvest
Moon, but not Rainbow Tribe.
Okay.
But we should touch on it.
Unfortunately, I don't know much about the music festival itself.
Okay, well,
but Rainbow Trout Music Festival, a lot of the people that put on that festival, they host bike jams throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Bike jams and alley cat races, so and just bike events. Like,
sorry, what's an alley cat race, though?
An alley cat race is just a phenomenal race with the city. So everyone shows up downtown, everyone's given a map, and when they say go, everyone disperses, and you have to complete these checkpoints all around the city, but in whatever order you want. And the first top three that are done get prizes and whatnot. So it's just, that's an alley cat. But Rainbow Trout Music Festival hosts bike jams all throughout the summer, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and Nuit Blanche was just And I'm sorry to the French people because my pronunciation of New Blanche is just horrible.
Horrid.
Yeah, that's
me
okay.
too.
I think I called it some sort
Nuit
of...
Nuit Blanche.
Yeah, something like that.
New
so.
Blanche.
Nuit Blanche.
Yeah, it's the white knight. That's all you need to know.
White knight.
Yeah, so it's the
white
knight. I'm
white.
So anyways, yeah, those are the bike jams, and this was the finale, and it's just bikers getting... Everyone biking together, and...
It's like
the bike,
a community event, kind of, like, for the bicycle community.
Absolutely
like,
community
yeah.
event.
And you stop at different places along the way.
Yeah.
We
hear music.
We deked out early.
Okay.
Because it was pretty slow moving with so many people. It was just, like, taking a long time. And, yeah, it was just a little bit cumbersome. We had a lot of stuff.
I was really antsy to go and see the other installations.
We just wanted to go see other things. So we deked out around Adelaide when we wrapped around again. We started in the exchange. We went around to U of W.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped there and we saw a band called Atlas play a few songs. It's a Winnipeg band.
Cool.
If you look them up on iTunes, you find a whole lot of bands that are not them that are still good, though. One is a Screamo band. I tried to find them. I'm not sure how to find them. Then their music.
I'm not a fan of Screamo myself. You know,
oh,
just...
love me some Screamo after some long days.
Yeah.
Oh. A little bit of Under Oath, a little bit of August Burns
Red. After
Bread,
a long
just...
day of Creecom. Yeah, so Atlas is really great. They're a Winnipeg band. They're not necessarily like a startup. I think they've been around for a little while, but the lady's voice, she is incredible. Like, there is no music, and all of a sudden her voice just came echoing over
cool.
the U of W, and it was,
oh,
it was
angelic.
Outstanding. It was just, I don't even know.
Angelic is the wrong word because it's almost like too airy fairy. It was like,
what kind of music was it? It was just like,
it's like electronica, but not like weird electronica.
Okay.
Sorry,
and she was saying like operatic style over top.
No,
just good.
Just well. She just sang well.
She's had a beautiful voice.
Personally, I think it's mentioning that she played a guitar.
As, yes, and
oh,
her
I
hair
love
was
guitar.
Also in like
love me a good
pom
guitar,
poms on either side of her head.
What? Sorry? She had something on the side of her head.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said that I love a good keytar.
Yes,
yeah.
I do too.
Yeah.
I said she had her hair on either side of her head.
Okay.
Like pom-poms.
Oh, like the Deb from Pulling Dynamite? Like the coming out the one side?
Oh.
No.
No.
No?
Different. It was curly and kind of like teased. So she had like pom-pom, like pigtails on very high on her head. And like... Pfft, sprayed out. It was crazy. She
cool.
was great. It was like the guy I saw on Safeway today. Man, I tell you, his hair was crazy.
Cool. Well, I didn't get to see any of those kind of shows, and there wasn't really a lot of music going on in the exchange when I was there. You know, like
right. How late did you stay?
Like, I don't know. I think I got out of there at maybe like 1:30, just before the rush happened with the buses, because I kind of I skated down on my longboard and then just kind of took the bus halfway there.
But what time did the buses end?
They ended just as I was getting there, I think. Like, I got the last bus to the University of Manitoba, like, right before 2, so, like, 1 something.
Didn't have, like, special Nuit Blanche 3 a.m. bus?
No, it was nothing like that. Literally,
we love
just,
Winnipeg,
like,
but...
Yeah. I've had a few times where I've gotten trapped down in the exchange, unfortunately, because of the buses, and I...
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
like,
if you ever get trapped down in the exchange and you need a ride somewhere, just give me a call.
Thanks, bud.
New
but,
friends.
But yeah, so I stayed until about 1:30 or so, and most of the galleries and things that I went to had like a DJ spinning or something along those lines.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Which adds a really cool aspect to it, especially because a lot of the art that I saw was very like psychedelic and almost like pop artish, you know?
Yeah, that's very like contemporary though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what we saw, we went to the WAG.
Oh, you got into the WAG?
We
you guys
got into
go?
The WAG.
We paid.
Oh,
we paid.
My goodness. When I saw the line there, when I went by, I was just like, holy
no, we skipped
moly.
That. We skipped that shit.
If you, if you pay, there's no line.
Oh.
So $10, you
oh,
go and ride
we
away.
Went
oh.
around
okay.
1, though, 2:30-ish.
Mm.
So we went...
Even then, there was a long line.
Yeah. Like,
there's a huge line. Like, we went late.
So how was it?
It was, like, the party, when we showed up, was bumping.
Oh, yeah.
Like, incredible.
And this is on the inside of the
yeah.
way?
Yeah.
Sweet.
But Evan, being the little genius he is, had to do homework. at 2 a.m.
Saying I had to do homework paints a new bad brush. I had to live tweet an event,
which is great. That's
we're
a great
people. That's what
assignment.
We gotta do. There's no
however, he left it till 2 a.m. to do.
That's because We'll get to because later, but go on.
Anyway, so we had to skip the dance party, which I would have loved to have danced. You know me, I love to dance.
Okay, just might want to have a little bit of personal fight here. If you had said we need to dance, I would have started dancing.
No,
there's no indication in your body language.
Why would I have said I need to dance when you had homework to do?
Because I wanted
to. 2 in the morning, the dance party was over.
It's already done.
It's over at that point.
Anyways, yeah, we skipped past the dance party on the first floor there, and we went upstairs to the Olympus exhibit.
Was it still on?
It was still on. It shut down at 2:30. We were there at 2. So we spent a little under a half an hour walking around with some of Evan's friends. And it was actually incredible. Like,
what'd you guys think of it? Because I went earlier in the summer. I really enjoyed it. I thought
it was awesome.
The wedding?
No, the Olympus exhibit. All the
Evan
can talk
Greek about this. Statues and all that kind of thing that they have displayed there.
You know, I was just blown away that we were looking at sculptures that were 1,900 years old.
Totally. And that they're in Winnipeg as well. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
You know, that's a huge deal. And I was reading all the little captions and stuff, and despite the fact that I was tired, like so tired, that a lot of the ways that these sculptures were carved was in the way of the character. Like, they purposely chose like little hair curls here,
to work with the stone
and to work with the character that they were building, or the god, or something that was a characteristic of that god.
Totally.
Like, the I don't know which one I was looking at, but one of the structures I was looking at, the statues, was of a very high god, and he had 3 rows of curls to make him seem more ethereal, to make him seem more godlike. And then there is one, just the god's, what's his name? Hermes, maybe?
Okay.
The god's messenger?
Yeah, that's Hermes.
You know
Hermes.
Him from, like, Hercules? Fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
The beer's kicking in.
Shoot!
Yeah.
I don't want to swear
so
much.
Now I'm on a mature content show.
Oh, here I am.
That's okay.
Sorry, Mom.
Good time to mention that this rating is M for mature.
She just loves Greek.
I really love art. I love art.
Hermes just does it.
Anyways, what was I even getting on? Now I'm so distracted.
Hermes messenger. The
yes.
Hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it was brilliant because a lot of the reasons why they chose to carve him the way that he was, with kind of the loose hair and the kind of disheveled look that he had, was because that he was kind of mischievous, and that was his characteristics, and that's. You know,
that's
his.
How they try to portray him in his statue.
Exactly.
Totally.
And that's really interesting to me. Like, that they grabbed a thing of stone and they built it into something that was, like, worshipped.
Yeah.
That's
and
brilliant.
It's amazing thinking that, like, people would, like, kind of look at those objects of, like, precious art, and that was their television, or that was their culture.
Entertainment.
That was their
religion.
Yeah, it's true. It's
true. That was their belief in what they would.
You are correct in that. It's more their religion than anything else, right? Most of these are like their religious statues that
but
have come
still,
from that. But
it's brilliant.
Like, I loved how they did the color coordination between all the different rooms. I thought that was really cool.
We didn't look at any other room. We didn't.
No.
We had to finish his assignment, so we had to go to a different place.
Let me explain it.
No. The reason why we left because our other friends were pressing. They said we want to go party.
Sure.
Okay, well let me explain it anyway, you guys. The way it worked is when you walk in, there's the Hall of the Gods, which is like this red room that's kind of circular. It's almost like a pantheon.
All the pillars everywhere.
All the pillars,
yeah.
And it has all the busts of the gods.
Yes.
Mm. And then you go into the other room, which has a few more of the statues in. It's all like this really rich blue. And
yes. Okay.
It's really picturesque. And then you kind of go around the corner, and there's this greenish room with almost like a fake fountain that they've created that leads up until this row of three.
The fountain of water.
Well, it looks like it's not water itself. It's like lights that they put blue stuff over, and it's a long column to imitate an idea, like the look of it.
Yeah.
But they have all this like kind of the headless statues. They almost look like David-ish statues.
Oh, we missed those.
And they're like at the end of it. And it kind of creates a cool effect. It feels like you're in almost like a plaza maybe in Europe.
Mm.
I've never been, so obviously that would be as close as I can come at this point. But
never been to Europe?
No. Mm. Never been to Europe.
Have you been to, you've been to Europe?
No. All my friends went on a Euro trip, and I went to Australia and said,
I've been to Europe.
Well, that's cool.
I'm the only one that's been to Europe.
I would love to go to Australia. I've never been off the continent. The farthest I ever got was Cuba, which was awesome.
Off
I
mean. The continent?
I guess that is off the continent. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not the mainland.
I'm
so.
The only one that's been to Europe.
You are.
How cultured am I?
Yeah.
And I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
Mm. Keep going.
Okay. But yeah, so anybody's looking for it. Do you guys know how late the Olympus exhibit's staying in the Winnipeg?
Oh, no, I do not know.
All
I
know is I need to go stat so I don't miss it, because I don't know.
You should go check it out. And you know what? You can bring your DSLR as long as you don't bring a tripod or a light. So any
oh, that's what they said.
Because,
yes, we were taking pictures and there was
no...
No
one cares, yeah.
Yes,
but
brilliant.
Do not touch them.
Yeah, don't touch anything. That's
I got
usually
in trouble.
Standard.
You touched them?
It was the texture of these
Why
sculptures.
Why did you touch
so,
it?
I needed to. I had to.
You touched it.
You're touching stone that was last carved almost 2,000 years ago.
Oh,
I needed to. It was
my
a,
dear. Why did you
okay.
do that?
I just told you why
don't
I did
touch
that.
A piece
any...
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just bring like a
I,
little
I,
hammer.
I brought my carving kits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chip a little piece for me, a little piece for Kenny,
yeah.
a little piece for you.
Oh my God.
No, we don't want to do that. So yeah, I didn't actually get in the way, but I've seen that gallery before, and it was really cool. Did you guys see any other installations that were around? The Light Museum at the MTS Center, which...
Light
yes.
Museum?
Or not,
so,
sorry,
the
Light Maze.
Like the Light Maze?
Yes,
yes we hung
that
out
was
there. In the meantime, do we want to play a... Do we want to talk about a local band quickly and then
sure.
come back to it?
Yeah.
I think we should play some music. Let's break it up.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we've heard something.
We have talked so much.
Yeah,
so... So, right now, I'm just going to play a little bit by a band called Yes, We Mystic. It's actually by my cousin's cousin. Like, one of the members is my cousin's cousin. What does that make him? My second cousin?
I don't know.
My cousin once removed.
It's your cousin's cousin?
My cousin's cousin.
I don't know if that even makes you anything to you, really.
He is not technically related to me by blood.
Yeah.
However, his name is Adam Fur.
What kind of, what
is
his band name?
It's
oh, Adam.
Adam. Do you know Adam Fur?
I went to Quebec with his girlfriend.
What's cool. his girlfriend's name?
Bryce.
Bryce.
Right.
I don't think I know her. One time, this is a good story, one time, very long time ago, like grade 8, grade 9, like back in the day, my roommate is coming home. Hello, Inga.
Hi.
Here she is. Okay, so like back in the day, grade 8, probably. What happened? My cousin's cousin. Sorry, I got distracted.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Gimli, my cousins and I, as well as Adam Fur. So he was the only, like, he was my cousin's cousin that came with me and my cousins. I don't know how that all worked, but he came. And we had such a fun time. He was so incredibly nice. We had so much fun
nice.
That they used to make fun of me for having a crush on him.
Now
we hardly speak. After that, his band makes incredible music and we periodically see each other, but after that it was incredibly uncomfortable. So on that note,
right,
here is
band.
Yes, We Mystic. Voila!
That's all we got.
And that, yeah, 20, 33 seconds.
Oh, but I wanted more. I like that.
Yeah, it was nice. I like the piano intro that he's playing. It's a really beautiful
that was,
voice.
That was not piano, FYI.
Oh.
That was guitar.
Oh, I couldn't hear it well enough then. I thought it was like a piano that was like a full strum piano. So.
You know, they could have been piano. I won't like, you know, I'll give it back. But
that's okay.
Yes, so that was Yes, We Mystic, my cousin's cousin's band, in which I was made fun of for liking him.
Okay, well,
and
is
I did
show
it.
Him
well, cousin's cousin.
Yes,
I guess that
no.
means it's in the family.
No, do they not have a cousin? I mean, show coming up?
I'm not sure.
Don't you?
Oh, they're on tour right now. Oh, they might be back. They just had a show, I think.
Okay. Very so is there a local recently. Winnipeg band? Yes,
yeah.
I can?
Yes, yes, obviously. Okay.
Do
He's
they
my
have an EP
cousin.
On iTunes?
Yes,
like
they are on
just
iTunes.
Just recently, I think, released an album.
Sweet. Sweet. Well, anybody who's looking for something cool to listen to and some of the really beautiful voice.
And if you have seen, there's random, there was, I don't know if you remember, a few months ago, when there's random posters, like, throughout the exchange with just a face of a person on it, that was it. It was just, do you remember?
Kind of.
Okay, it was almost like
a... There was no words on it, right?
No, it was just a face
kind
of like...
Mysterious.
It was, yes, it was just a face, and it was kind of like an... Yes, there it is. Like an old photograph.
Oh, yeah, the old tiny face, yeah.
Exactly, and no one quite knew what
it
was.
Is that what they were?
Yeah. And people wrote on the signs, like, wait, who is this? Like, it had no... It had nothing on it. It was just a picture of this person posted everywhere. And people started writing on it, asking questions. The Free Press, like, tweeted about it. Like, Winnipeg Free Press was all about that life. And, yeah, so Yes, We Missed It got a lot of, like, press from just posting a photo of someone that they didn't even know all over the place. And they responded, obviously, and said, like, yeah, it's Yes, We Missed It. And we wrote, they then wrote over top of the posters, here's our show times.
And
I don't know.
They added like an extra piece to the poster.
Yeah. I don't know if they
that's
planned
cool
to do that originally.
Like, kind of
yeah. I don't know if they, you know what I mean? Like, that's a really good idea.
Totally.
I don't know if they planned that, but that's what happened.
We have so many creative people in the city, you know? Like, I mean, I don't want to keep harping on the same parade, but they were all out on Saturday night. Like, not to mention like the art exhibits that they had going on. They also had all these like fun kind of participatory events for all the people coming down. Like, there was a make your own stamp and button kind of place
at
like,
Tiny Feast.
Tiny Feast
a
has
tiny...
a shout out to Tiny Feast for just making it
even,
that much better.
We haven't even talked about Tiny Feast yet,
so
which
made...
is re freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I'll just tell you about the event. They had their own make your own button event, and it was so busy they had to close the doors and have somebody kind of letting people in
no
slowly.
No way. I'm so sad we didn't go.
Yeah, tell
I'm
about
so
Tiny
happy
Feast.
They're doing so well.
Tell the audience about Tiny Feast.
Okay, Tiny Feast is one of my... I would say it's my favorite Winnipeg company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go there very often because I have no money, but they are like a stationery store. They carry like all sorts of brilliant things. Evan has a bunch of like business cards, and he has a little like leather pouch that he bought from there.
My connection with Tiny Feast is I started going to the store like when they first opened, and I asked them how they kind of came up with the idea. They the wife and the husband and wife shop.
They're adorable. They have a dog named
Sammy. I need to look up their names as I talk, but they went to Europe and they noticed how all these different stationery stores they went had these just fantastic products.
I
came back to Winnipeg, realized that not only are there no stores in Winnipeg, there's not even a lot of companies in Canada that even source their product.
Totally.
No. Yeah.
So they started bringing in these products from all over the world that are just, it's, and the reason why they call it Tiny Feast is because they do the tiny things well. Like, even the smallest thing to them is a huge fucking feast.
Ooh.
That was an appropriate use of the word because it was just, it was,
yeah.
They make the biggest deal of the smallest things.
Yeah.
And it's so much respect for some people who just bring in, just want to do the small things well and bring that level of quality to Winnipeg.
So this sounds like a style of store that maybe like Winnipeggers haven't experienced before, but
it
out
is
there in the rest
definitely.
Of the world.
Definitely. They
have
a lot of interesting items. Like they have
finally made it here, you know?
Definitely. Like, I feel like it's a very European style, like what you said.
Absolutely.
Something that we're not used to as Canadians, and I think that's something that we need. They have some bags, they have duffels, they have backpacks, they have a lot of cards, like little items that you don't necessarily find elsewhere, but you find there, like some water bottles, like soap dishes, plates, like little things like that, but they're all so well made. A lot of them are made in Vancouver. Some they bring in from the States. Like, all of them are sourced.
Cool. And they're right next to ShawarmaCon, which is delicious. Anybody looking for some beautiful custom stationery should check out Tiny Feast on McDermott and maybe get yourself some shawarma while you're down there.
So congratulations for spending time at A-plus shop. Tiny Feast is located at 217 McDermott.
Sweet.
Beside ShawarmaCon.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's run by...
Danica, you make a video about that?
Danica Drex, yes, like years ago.
No way, you
two,
made a video
2 years
for
ago, I went to their shop, I just loved it so much, brought my camera and made a little promotional video on it.
They have just, flasks as well.
Like, so Thanksgiving is coming up, so it's how...
broadcast journalism. I'm a flask guy. Sorry, we have a class that we have to do kind of like video spots that are simulated in newscasts. So it's a really stressful day. And you might hear about it as we do this podcast, just because it's kind of one of those things in our program that a lot of people get a lot of stress and anxiety about. But it's a really fun time if you can just get on board. And maybe the flask might help me get a little more journalistic endeavor happening. So.
Of course.
Yeah.
Anyways, you made a little video for them.
That's really cool.
And wrote a little post about them, yeah?
Yeah, wrote a art. Yeah, you know, they're great. It's I love the small businesses of Winnipeg that are bringing something new.
Mm-hmm.
And they only have the one location, right? It's just an exchange there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, and like, for the longest time, Drex and Danica were running. And I'm sorry, it might be Danica. Pretty sure it's Danica, though. I haven't talked to her in a long time. I'll just call her Danica. Drex and Danica were running the whole shop by themselves.
Danica.
And then just, I think recently they were bringing on more employees to run it.
Well, Megan Zahari, who is Brett Zahari's wife, who
Brett Zahari started Bronuts.
Bronuts, those connections. She worked there for a few months.
Yeah.
I'd say maybe a year or so before she got pregnant with their daughter, Emily. So she worked there for a while as well. So they do have a few people on staff. But I mean,
it's very mom and pop shop feel, and it's just, you know, not enough people in, like, Winnipeg, we're known for being cheap. We just want the cheapest thing.
Yeah.
We don't care where it comes from. But
definitely,
to have people who come in and just counter that culture and say, we care about the quality, we care about where it comes from, and we care about how this device is used in your life.
You know, I think that mentality is coming back a lot more.
Mm.
You know, it's just like, I'm tired of buying the same
exactly.
stuff over and over again. I want to buy it once, and I want it to last.
It definitely
you know?
Is, yeah. I think finally it's hitting Winnipeg. I feel like that's been a part of a lot of other...
Yeah, you think the quality's hitting? I hope so.
I hope so.
I do.
Fingers
too.
Crossed.
I
mean, if you think about it, it should probably be hitting us by now.
Yeah.
It's been years. It's been far too long.
Well, I mean, I know they were making buttons. Another really fun thing that was going on was the Martha Street Studio. They had kind of like a postcard event that people were lining up for. And it was almost like a combination of like a printing press and like stamps and things. You
I
could
saw
make your
that
own,
as
like,
well,
kind of
yeah.
stamp print. So they actually have like kind of their studios just down in the Exchange District as well. And they have classes and things like that for anybody who's interested in printmaking or any of the kind of stuff that's involved with that. They were really kind of awesome event to check out. There's also the agro, is it called acro yoga?
No, it's
yoga?
Acro, not egg, not egg.
Not
egg. It's
sorry.
Acro. Do you know what it's called? Acro
yoga?
Acrobatic.
It's like acrobatics, right?
Yoga.
Yes,
yeah.
That is
which
brilliant.
I've done. Where was this one done?
This
you
one was,
did that?
Oh,
you
my
did
goodness.
That?
I'm an acro yoga
no.
natural superstar.
Yeah, so they have their thing on Albert Street, the third floor
Stop
on the Exchange.
It.
And it's like a combination of yoga and acrobatics where they bring you through. It's... They have beginner classes for everybody, and I saw a little bit of it. It looked really intense. Like, can you explain what it is?
It's, you know, it looks intense, but to say it's a huge strength thing to say it's acrobatic yoga is actually really true to itself, because it's not about how much can you lift. It's not like leg day, let me lift someone up on my legs.
Yeah.
It's, they
That's
teach,
what I saw. I saw a girl
that's what
like,
it looks
literally
like.
Being balanced by another guy on his legs. And he was like on his back, like holding her up.
He's
and
on his back, legs in the air.
You know, kind of like.
And she basically balanced herself on his legs and like doing twirls,
mm-hmm.
going upside down
wow.
on his legs.
Honestly?
So it looks honestly.
Yeah,
wow.
it really
looks
artistic.
Beautiful. But the actual art to it is it's not about how strong your legs are. It's about how you balance your body and how you center your body. And when you do it right, it doesn't actually require a lot. And so I've done some intro acro yoga on.
Really?
There's a yoga place in Osborne Village. I really need to know names. I don't know the name of this one, but it's like $10 a class for. Yeah, I can't speak for this one.
Okay.
But
that's fine.
You know, I would highly recommend anyone doing acro yoga. Come with a partner. Even if you go along alone, you just partner up with whoever's there. But acro yoga is just tons of fun.
Cool.
Great way to get close to people too.
I mean, there definitely looked like that. Was that
it requires the invasion of personal space.
But I mean, I think there's also like the aspect of, you know, trust and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You know, so the company that I actually saw was called X Company, and they're in the Exchange District at 91 Albert Street on the third floor. So, like I was saying, they've got beginner courses. They also offer a whole bunch of other things like Kung Fu, Zumba, and just regular kind of yoga and Pilates in a more of a gentle kind of stretching regime instead of a little more intensity and things if people aren't super into it.
Yeah, and the where I did aqua yoga, Peg City Yoga.
Peg City, okay.
Peg City Yoga on 213 Osborne Streets. They have some great introductory programs. The thing about acro, like yoga is often seen as a very personal experience.
Yeah.
Acro is a very interactive. Super, my experience at Peg City Yoga at least, super chill, very much interactive based. Having good yoga sense in there will definitely help you, but it's different than
it's
if you've done yoga before.
Per se?
No, not necessary at all. I'm a bit of a, not the most athletic yogi ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never done yoga myself. So
you've never done yoga?
No, never done yoga.
Oh, it's brilliant. When I was in theater school, we had a class 2 times a week, and we would just work out for 2-3 hours, and one of the major parts of it was yoga.
Okay.
And it's actually, I used to hate yoga because I'm very like ADHD. And I'm always just want to do things, but it's so calming and brilliant. It makes you so much more like strong and centered.
Totally.
It's gorgeous.
Well, I would always kind of integrate it into like my stretching regime when I was working out. So like I know how to do like a tree pose or a warrior pose or, you know, downward dog and all that. But I've never done like a yoga class where
where someone's directing
instructions
you.
So I know how it's supposed to flow together. Because I think that's the thing I'm maybe missing. I do it more athletically, you know what I mean?
So where is this place again?
This is Peg City when you were speaking
of? Peg City, Osborne Street. Shout out to another yoga joint. Right close to Peg City, Bikram Yoga. I'm not sure if it's just a summer promotional. I'll try and look at it right now. But last I heard, if you go to their weekday 6 a.m. classes, right here on their website, 6 a.m. classes, $5 drop-ins.
Oh, that's a really good deal.
Wow.
During the week.
$5?
$5 yoga.
Big deal.
6 a.m.
6 a.m.
That's brilliant.
So that's,
because
that's,
yoga is not cheap.
That's, and I should mention that's hot yoga.
Yeah. Well, still that's a nice way
every
to start
day of the
day.
Week? Sorry, what days?
Weekdays.
All weekdays?
Every
Monday,
single weekday.
Monday to Friday.
Let's go.
Yeah.
6 a.m.?
Like, why don't you live podcast it, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's really cool.
Literally just set up a little microphone in the middle of the sauna.
So yeah. How do you feel right now?
I just feel very warm.
Yeah.
I'm just uncomfortably hot.
Cool. Did you guys see the costume exhibit at all when they were there?
No.
That might have been more of your alley than Evan's alley, but...
costume at the Nuit Blanche.
Yeah. It was like a whole... Like, they had it last year as well. It's called Fabricating Fashion, and it's kind of like the Winnipeg Foundation over the years has kind of taken control over this... it's this whole catalog of apparel pretty much that people have worn over the last century and things like
No way.
So it's just like most of the clothes that they were showing were women's clothing. There were men's suits and things like that as well and integrated into it, but it just kind of was like, it was nice to see the change throughout like the time periods as it goes, you know, like because it went all the way back to maybe like the 1800s showing a very simplistic kind of dress and all those accessories, and then advancing into the mid-century and then on to kind of, you know, the 70s where it gets a little bit more fancy and stuff.
Fancy.
So they actually had their thing going on Nuit Blanche, and they also have a continuation of the exhibit till the 23rd of October. So if anybody's looking for something to go and check out and they like costumes and apparel and things like that, that's at 296 McDermott Avenue, and that was the Fabricating Fashion guys. So they were really cool. Something that goes really well with fashion. French fries
and fashion.
Yeah, you know,
fashion
right after I left that place, I got myself some Goldie's fries.
Goldie!
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you know, like they set themselves up, and they had a line down the block, but
honestly,
it was worth waiting. You know, because I have it at lunch every
day.
Wait,
a Nuit Blanche where they were there?
Yeah, they were just like, kind of tucked away. So, like, I got some fries and
honestly. I have never had better chicken fingers, I don't think. They're incredible. And half the reason why I go there is strictly for, I don't even know his name, the sweet, sweet man that works there.
Oh, yeah, the guy who runs it, he's awesome.
He's fantastic.
Daryl.
Daryl?
Daryl. You spoken to Daryl?
Daryl.
Oh, my goodness. Daryl. Every time I go to Daryl, it just, you know, I go for the burger, I stay for Daryl.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, you just stay there. And, like, the other day I went there and just started talking to him about the eclipse, the super eclipse that happened the night before.
It was beautiful. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, we were up on his
roof.
You know,
we were supposed to be in my place doing homework, ended up on the roof drinking wine, taking pictures of the
with, like, eight people, though. That's the thing. With just eight random people we had just met. And we're sitting with a blanket and some wine.
On some benches.
Both our cameras going. It was brilliant.
So you were talking to Daryl of the supermoon. Did he see it?
He stayed up for it. Daryl was talking to me all about the supermoon. Talking about the supermoon led to talking about moon rocks that China owns. Which somehow, and this is the fun thing about Daryl, is if unless I'm really present, it's hard for me
To follow.
Yeah.
He's...
Somehow, some of the conversation led into talking about Escobar's escape from prison on a motorcycle.
Really?
Wow.
We talk about so incredibly normal things.
I
was talking to him the other day about, like, escaping the city, like, getting out of town, like, going to the cottage. Like, that's what we talk about.
That's awesome. You were talking about escaping to go to the cabin, and you were talking about escaping
Chinese
Escobar.
Moon rocks and Escobar's escape from a motorcycle.
I'm
trying to think. To be honest, I was there. I was so excited for the burger. And I'm just
and
chatting with
them. And you're hungry, too. You're like, I can't even think because it's so mouth-wateringly.
Yep.
Yes.
It's like...
Their chicken fingers are incredible. One time I mentioned to him that, yes, my dear friend Jen and I will be sharing this chicken finger platter you're giving us. And he, like, made sure to give us extra fries, extra chicken fingers to make sure that we had enough for both of us. Like, he's not worried about how much money he's making. He's worried about his customers and the people who are actually visiting his truck.
Totally.
And I went there and just chatting with him, and the girl helping him work there, I don't know.
She's getting married in, like, 20 days.
Oh, wow.
I talked to her about it
as well. Well, congratulations to Goldie Girl.
Goldie Girl. Wow. I don't know her name, but...
I don't think I go to this place enough
congrats.
To know her.
But she's in the truck.
Oh, we do.
Yeah. She's in the truck. She walks by, and Daryl just turns like, oh... Put some sausage on there. He turns to me, he's like, I'm just gonna put some little extra sausage on your burger. I'm like,
oh,
I'm not mad about it.
Sausage on your burger?
Oh, it's an Italian sausage on, like, already a full bacon cheeseburger with all the trimmings. Just,
yes.
God bless Daryl and Goldie's fries. Like,
God bless them.
And the poutine, like, I'm not gonna mention any other poutine.
You got a poutine thing going on, eh?
Yeah. I love poutine. Daryl's gravy at Goldie Truck.
Daryl's
his poutine.
Gravy.
You know, like it's hard to make good gravy sometimes. I am not a good gravy chef myself, and I look forward to Thanksgiving every year for that reason, because I can't whip out gravy.
If it comes in a packet where you add hot water, good enough for me.
Yeah, well, that's all I can do, so, I mean, you can come to my Thanksgiving. But yeah, anybody looking for some great eats at a lunchtime or even in one of these events? Because he's usually down at any of these social events that are going on.
Yeah,
yeah, check out
he's around.
Fries, you know?
He's around Red River, the Exchange.
He used to be in the Exchange a lot. Right now, when it gets colder, he moves. Right now, he's on... Is it Ross? No, not Ross.
Is he not on Broadway?
Not on Broadway. Right. Lunchtimes, he's right outside the northern entrance of the Red River campus.
Yeah.
Okay.
He knows that there's a lot of starving students.
And he knows where to come for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, anybody looking for some great eats, check out Goldie's Fries. So what do we got for
more
the
than fries though? That's very
yeah, that's very true.
Clarify.
It's just a clever name.
Can I briefly pipe in with some Winnipeg music?
Of course.
Is that
let's hear something beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, please. So there is this guy. His name is Del Barber. He is a Winnipeg country boy, and he's also probably my man crush always. I don't want to talk about it. I saw him.
Easy on the eyes.
Sorry. Yeah, he's just, he's great. He's, yeah. So,
That's not talking about his music yet.
We're getting there. So, I saw him at a festival in the summer, and I saw him at Harvest Moon Festival last year. He has the most amazing shows. He honestly just tells stories and plays his guitar at the same time, and you're so genuinely enthralled in the story, you forget that you're at, like, a music show.
I love those kind of storytellers. It was the greatest. When they can just, when it's almost like they have their own backing music when they're doing their own interludes, and it's just like, oh my god.
It's incredible. It's he's like, so
you're
good.
You're only human, you know?
So the story behind this song, and I'll play you, hopefully, I don't know, I'm hiccuping. Like maybe a minute or so,
sweet.
A little bit more than we usually do, is that he was in this random town doing a show that he does for like, I don't know, the last couple of years. And he does it strictly because there is such amazing fishing in this town that he does this show. And he loves to fish. So he goes to the show, he doesn't get paid very much, and he stays at this hotel. Or rather, I think it's a motel. Not a very high quality place. And one time he got back to his hotel room and the door was a little bit ajar and he wasn't quite sure what was going on with that, but he kind of just like pushed the door open and turned out Peter, the owner of the motel, was having a little bit of fun with Jenny Lee, the new maid.
In his hotel room.
Oh, so man. That's what.
Like, whoa, what's going on here? I paid
basically,
for this night. You can't be using this just yet.
Exactly. And basically, the song is about how he walked in on Peter and Jenny Lee having sex in his bed while watching church on TV. He's a kind of a country artist because he's a country boy from
Rome.
Watching
church on TV? What is that?
Yes. They were watching church on TV.
And they were doing it in his room?
They were doing it in his room.
Oh, that's.
You know what? Thank you
that
for this, Jenny Lee and Peter. Otherwise, the song would not exist.
Thank you, Jenny Lee and Peter.
I don't
so
think you can fake that. That's
here
sure.
It is, Jenny Lee and Peter. A little bit of country Manitoba music for you.
He had a face like an old door handle.
Like an old door handle.
About as bright.
As a birthday candle. I love this song.
He worked the front desk at the New West Motor Hotel. He spent the last 10 years answering that silver tabletop bell.
Oh, Del. Stop it.
When she was rolling
and poorly
and able. Hired her under the table.
She hired
to
under
clean
the table.
The bathrooms, okay. Vacuum and run the laundry machines. Before they knew it, they'd be drowning in that romantic
that
dream.
That romantic dream.
Love might find you in the basement.
This is Peter and Jenny Lee.
That was ridiculous. What was that? Is he from Manitoba?
He is from Manitoba.
No way.
Yes, he's from more or less Winnipeg, just outside.
Okay.
He's actually friends with Will Bergman. Evan Bergen.
Will Bergman
so where was this motel, Cam?
Ontario.
Oh, in Ontario? Oh, this is a fishing trip motel.
It's a fishing trip motel, so it's not here. However, like, Del is from here 100%. He's friends with our friends. He's a fantastic artist. I am obsessed, honestly. I have, like, a matchbook with his face on it, a shirt with his face on it.
This is starting to sound a little bit creepy. Anytime you say, I have a shirt with his face on it, it's always...
Or do you put the face on the shirt?
I love him.
Yeah.
I'm terrifying, is what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, you're hilarious, Teddy. Well, speaking of artists, we've got a few good concerts coming up here.
We do.
The Park Theater has a few Winnipeg artists, as well as it's their 10th anniversary weekend.
Yes,
so on
good.
The 2nd, they have a whole night of music, a whole range of artists. That's their 10th anniversary weekend with like kind of like a cabaret. I would say like a cabaret, not a cabaret, but what's when you have a whole bunch of artists that play little bits and pieces.
It's like a variety show.
Sorry.
Nice.
So they have that, and then the next night on the 3rd, they have the Perpetrators, which are kind of a local folky blues band, folk, you know, rockish, And they kick ass, you know, like, they got this one song called Smokes and Chicken.
And it's so greasy, and
you can hear the smoke in the song when you listen to it.
No way.
It's got that bluesy tinge to it. So that's 9 o'clock on the 3rd at the park as well. And then on the 4th is Songwriters Night. So I'm actually pretty excited about this. It's kind of a local event where they bring a whole bunch of songwriters to speak about their process and sit on stage and do almost like a round table with their acoustics and, you know, show their bits and pieces.
Hmm.
And the most notable artist for that night is going to be Remy Mays. He's going to be here kicking
really?
Around.
Really?
Yeah, so...
Neat.
I know he's gotten a lot of really good feedback over the last number of years and a very soulful artist. And it'd be really nice to kind of have that intimate window into maybe his songwriting process and get to really speak as well as see them do their craft on stage with other artists, you know? Cause,
totally.
Like, as a musician, like, there's something that happens when musicians get together. And
we're all musicians, also.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that you guys aren't.
No, that's not what we're saying. I'm just mentioning we're all musicians. It's
yeah.
Pretty cool.
But, like, there's something happens, and it's something that a lot of time the public doesn't get to see. You know, it's like that intimate, like the secret joke or whatever that the comedians tell each other, but they don't tell anybody else. It's kind of the same thing when it comes to songwriting and musicianship. You know, when you're just allowing your soul to be bared in front of it, because you're with your compatriots and
they all are
doing the same thing. And so I'm not saying that this is going to be that kind of event, but I mean, it's nice to have these songwriting events where they have these round tables.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the 4th again.
And whether or not you're a songwriter or not,
feel
free to show up, check
great
it out.
For hearing some good like soul acoustic music and
totally.
Things like that.
Definitely.
The West End has a whole bunch of really cool shows. A couple of one of Teddy's friends actually, but we'll get to that in a moment. We have Ron Sexsmith.
What?
He's on October the 1st at 7:15. He's a pretty notable artist. I know he's gotten some waves over the last, you know, since his debut back in 2000, or not even, I think it was in 1995 or something. He's been doing this since. Then we also have The Hearing Trees with Mika Visser. Or Mika.
My God, every time, Jeffrey.
I even went over before we started the podcast.
We haven't even talked about that yet.
His name and I
oh my God. Okay. It's
so.
All right.
Yeah.
Joey Visser and Micah Visser.
So this is just Micah, and he's
our
with
brothers.
Hearing Trees at the West End on the 2nd at 7:15. So we mentioned them before, and like, do you want to describe Micah's music again? Like, he's the guitarist, correct?
He's a vocalist.
Oh, he's the vocalist.
As
okay.
well as a guitarist. Joey, my friend, who is a photographer and a really amazing entrepreneur who just opened something today, which we haven't even talked
that.
About,
that's
which
right.
is, like, insane because it's 57 minutes in and we haven't talked about it. It's
all
right. We can talk about it. We can talk about it later. Next episode, maybe, because they have...
But just quickly mention now, where is it located? What are they about?
Okay.
Yeah.
225 Vaughan in Winnipeg.
Behind
it's incredible. Behind the bay. It just opened. It is a gallery / shop where you can buy Oak and Oar, which is a local company, as well as Olay Denim. Same guy, different company, different brand, but he's making raw denim. And Joey Visser, who's a fantastic and gorgeous photographer. He's made some insane photograph book thingies, as well as cards, buttons, and they have a gallery of different photographers and different art. It's all there. You should check it out. Please buy Joey's photo book. That would mean the world to me.
From Here and Away?
Yes,
collection?
From Here and Away,
okay.
Which we can talk about another time because it's too big of
a
topic,
right
I think.
Now. I mean, he's anybody looking on Instagram for some cool accounts to follow, check out From Here and Away. It's kind of like...
it's incredible.
This group that he started.
Yeah, it's more like a community. I don't know if any of the listeners have looked at sociality before, but it's kind of that idea where it's a community of people building and creating photographs together, kind of. I don't know how to explain
you
it.
Get emotional
about
this,
I love it. Instagram is something important to me, but Joey is more important to me that he was in first year with us and now he's dropped out, which sounds bad, but rather
he's doing his project. That's what he's doing.
Yeah,
he
achieved
so
something.
Success with that, you know?
Definitely. He achieved what he wanted to achieve. And so he no longer needed school at that point in his life to continue what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think we should talk about it more so I can do more research and give you some more ideas.
Give shout out. But I would like anybody who's looking for something to follow, check out From Here and Away. You know, that's this gallery that he's doing. Again, what's the address? I don't
225 Vaughn.
225 Vaughn.
25.
No, it's 225.
Okay.
You're crazy. I know.
225 Vaughn. And that's the From Here and Away gallery done by Joey Visser.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother, Micah, is playing with the Hearing Trees.
Yes.
And
Joey
End.
Will definitely be there. He's also a musician, a guitarist. So they'll all be there. Check it out.
Yeah. Go say hi to them and ask them about some of the
They have couches in there which they want to be used.
Oh, in 225 Vaughn. Yes.
We moved on already?
Yeah, but it's fine.
That's okay.
In 225 Vaughn, they have couches and Wi-Fi. They want people to sit there and
it's
edit.
It's a nice place to chill out.
Yeah. It's not like a coffee shop. In that way, they don't have coffee, but they have this environment that they just want people to spend time there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we have Lindy Ortega, which is kind of like a Canadian country girl. I know she gets tons of radio play. She's a beautiful little artist, and she has a lot of really poppy songs and things like that. And I know it's not everybody's bag, but it's really cool to see an upcoming artist.
Totally.
I bet you're going to see her on the CCMAs for years to come. So she's
CCMAs.
On
CCMAs?
Yeah.
Or the CMAs?
CMAs, sorry.
CMAs.
Well, what's the
Creative
ones?
Communications Awards the Country Music
the country
Awards.
The country ones, yeah.
The country ones.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. That's
the ones that they just have kind of had in Halifax this last little bit. But yeah, so she's at the West End on October the 4th at 7:15. And I wanted to mention Steve Hill. He's middle of the week on October the 7th. But he's an amazing guitarist, and I saw him open for Buddy Guy this last summer.
Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy.
Yeah, that was an amazing concert.
We both, Buddy Guy.
But he opened for him solo, and he played like one-man band style, where he was playing like the drums and the guitar and the harmonica and singing all at once. It was really good.
No
like,
way.
Like, I felt like...
That's actually crazy.
It was really impressive. But I felt like if I could see him where he could kind of relax for a moment and let other people play all the parts, he could blow the doors off of any place.
No
you know?
Way.
And he just had that bluesy like sensibility when it came to his solos on electric. You know, like, I mean, he opened for Buddy Guy. And I mean, Buddy's kind of like the staple house when it comes to electric blues. He's the last one left now that B.B. King's passed on. So, I mean, he's the last living link to that era of music. You know, he knew Muddy Waters. He knew B.B. King. He knew John Lee Hooker. He learned from those guys. And he knew them in an intimate way. And that's what it takes to really, like, kind of get inside those kind of genres. So that was Steve Hill on the October 7th at the West End. So a lot of really good music coming up in the next little while. I know we've also mentioned a few of the concerts at the Burt that are coming in October. They're a little bit farther in. So we'll mention them next time again to remind you guys. But if you're looking for something to do this weekend, check out the Park or the West End. Because they got their 10th anniversary at the Park. And the West End's got some really awesome shows.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our show for this week. That's
We ran long.
411. And I really want to thank you guys for tuning in and hearing about We Launch.
Thank you.
And all my mispronunciations of the name of the event as well.
We don't speak French.
Yeah.
Thank you to Evan for being here.
Thank you so much for
my pleasure. This is fun.
Cool. Well, tune in next time, you guys, and thank you again. From 204-411, I'm Jeff.
And I am Teddy.
I'm Evan.
Night.
Bye.